And we are just around the corner from Christmas. The holidays are basically upon us.
Yeah, or are they already here? You know, my house, it's always the big question, when do you make the transition from your fall Halloween type decorations, and those can carry over to Thanksgiving, and then put up your Christmas decorations, your holiday decorations. We've made the very bold decision at the Dunham household that by next Thursday, by Thanksgiving, we will have all of our Christmas decorations up, because it's a late Thanksgiving. It's the 28th. That's as late as it can get. A lot of times it's the 22nd or 23rd, but it's the 28th, so just a few days later you're into December, and that way you only have your decorations up for about 3 weeks, then it's time to take them down again. So I know you've done this before, and I think we have too. It's just been a while. Is it weird when you go into somebody's house for Thanksgiving, and we are hosting the big gathering this year, is it weird when you have Christmas decorations up at Thanksgiving?
Yes. It's rushed.
I know some in my family are feeling that that's weird and that we're a little strange for doing that, but I support the decision to do this because it is late. I like holiday decorations. I like all the lights and all the things we've collected through the years. 22 boxes worth that have already been brought out of the attic. And the five boxes of fall decorations have been packed up. Although that still includes 22 ceramic and wooden pumpkins, which is a lot. I never thought
I'd have that many pumpkins. Please get a hold of that.
Hey, we've been married for a long time, so we've accumulated things through the years. Some the kids made, some we've just bought for a good deal, but we've got a lot of them. And I do complain about them, but at the same time, they look nice. I like them. I like being a part of the whole process.
Process.
But we always looked at it as, and it's defined as the holiday season, late November to early January. But more and more, I think within a couple years, we're going to say the holiday season starts November 1st. Because you're getting geared up for Thanksgiving. You've already got the holiday commercials that are rolling. They start rolling early November. I was at a hotel the first weekend in November. That's when their Christmas decorations went out. So they're starting to pump it up then. And, of course, the stores already, heck, October, they're starting to pump up. If you sell Christmas decorations, you're starting to sell those then.
Some in September.
Yeah, some even in late September before we even get to Halloween. So as much as I think, wow, that's jolting. It's jolting to have Christmas decorations up at Thanksgiving. I'm all for it. I'm behind it. We all like this season anyway. I don't think it's going to be overkill. There is one exception I'm going to get to here in a second, which will, I think, whip you and beat you down. But I'm all for it. If it means more lights and decorations and that feeling of the holiday spirit starting earlier, I'm all for it.
Yeah, we've definitely had holiday decorating creep over the last few years. I think traditionally it always started, you put up your Christmas stuff the weekend after Thanksgiving.
That's right.
You had Thanksgiving on Thursday, and then maybe that Saturday you put up your Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now, yes, it's crept back to the beginning of November. I like having the Christmas stuff up for Thanksgiving, but if you're in a home where you do the cornucopia and the pumpkins and you just want all the fall stuff up for Thanksgiving, that's fine too. But I kind of like getting the most mileage I can out of my Christmas decorations. Now, September's too early. October's too early. You got to be in the Halloween mode there. But middle of November, if you want to put out the Christmas stuff, you know, about a month out, maybe 5 weeks out, I think that's fine. The way I look at it is Christmas decorations are very enjoyable to me.
I like them,
and they make me feel good. So why not have more of that than less?
That's what I'm saying.
So you're not opposed to the year-round Christmas lights?
Yes.
No, I am opposed to that because I do think you have to obey the seasons and you have to obey the general calendar. Like, I don't want Christmas for 4th of July. That doesn't make sense. But when the weather's turning and you're just a few weeks out and you're in that Christmas mindset of, wow, what are we doing for Christmas? Oh, I need to start my shopping. I think it's appropriate then to have decorations out.
Yeah.
What about October 1st?
That's too early.
That's too early because
November 1st.
You got Halloween looming and Thanksgiving looming. I think you need to only have one in the way.
What about lights on the house? I have some in my neighborhood and in my area that already have their lights on. And when I first saw it, I thought, man, that's too early. But now I'm thinking, no, if we're moving towards the 1st of November, and like mine are on right now, they're on the house. I have not turned them on the timer. Tonight, I'm turning them on. It's not too early.
I saw them go up on November 1st in my neighborhood. There were several people that put them up day after Halloween. They started their Christmas decorations. And I get what you're saying, Junior, that you should only have one holiday in the way, and then you can start it up, which is what most people are doing now. But there used to be a rule that you had to have Thanksgiving out of the way.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, it's not long until Halloween is also going to be part of the, well, as long as you have two in the way. And so you're going to start having the middle of October. People can start putting up their Christmas stuff because they'll have elaborate displays.
I think that's possible, but you know what I think is the roadblock to that? So many people are decorating for Halloween. Nobody decorates the exterior of their house for Thanksgiving. There aren't Thanksgiving lights. But a lot of people in my neighborhood at least put up Halloween lights.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a roadblock to those people putting up Christmas lights.
Well, can't they just combine the two and you do, you know, zombie Santa Claus standing over Jesus in the manger?
Santa's arm reaching up from the grave by the tombstone.
That's next.
Yeah, the tombstone says Merry Christmas. That's Santa's death date of the bicentennial.
I'm having my staff put up our Christmas lights tonight.
Gosh. Your staff?
Yeah, they're...
Man.
That's the way he lives. It's unbelievable.
Are you really? You're putting them up tonight?
They go up, well, they go up today. They'll be turned on tonight.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm turning mine on tonight, too. They're already up. They put them on last week.
They.
Well, I...
Your staff?
I've got some firemen that do this for a service. I'm not getting up.
Wow. You have your own fire department?
Yeah. I do.
Your property is so large, you need your own.
I'm not getting up on a ladder 30 feet in the air, and you shouldn't either.
I can do whatever I want.
Go ahead. I'll come visit you in the hospital.
You don't have the guts to visit me in the hospital.
Well, that's probably true.
I can't get enough of this time of year, and the decorations and the music, by the way, has already started.
Okay.
The nonstop 24-hour Christmas music. It's a little early for me. I don't want Christmas music until after Thanksgiving. I can take the decorations and the lights.
Right.
But the music, that's a little early.
So the same weekend that we saw these decorations going up in a hotel in Dallas, and I thought, and it made me feel great. It's like, oh, yeah, it's the holiday season. That tree looks great, and they're putting up all these wreaths and lights. And I thought, man, that's great. Then we went to this home decor store to walk around, and they already had Christmas music rolling.
Good.
This is November 9th.
That doesn't make you feel great?
Not when I heard this song. We have heard this song 1,300,000 times.
I hate it.
And maybe the first, I don't know, 10,000 times I heard it, I thought it was okay.
I never thought it was okay.
But I heard this song, and I went from, yeah, it's the holiday season. This is great that we're putting out holiday decorations this early, to hearing this Christmas music and thinking... They kill us every year. They get the same 15 in rotation, and they just hammer it into our brains so heavily that we can't stand songs like this anymore.
But they must be responding to the market, and the market is saying that we love these 12 songs, and that's it.
I guess so.
Because
it's like play the hits.
It's how they do top 40 radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yet, it seems like everybody complains about these songs. So who are the people who are saying, no, I want Rocking Around the Christmas Tree... at least one more time this hour, because four wasn't enough.
I don't know. But this one, it knocked me, and I thought, well, maybe the next song, if they're playing all holiday music, maybe the next song will be a little better. But then I heard this.
Nothing wrong with this one.
I like this song.
Yeah.
This song's fine.
I think it used to be fine, but again, it's in such heavy rotation that I've heard it a million times, and I can't deal with it anymore.
When you hear the whip crack and the horse whinny, that kind of throws me. That kind of beats me down a little bit. But this is nowhere near as bad as far as instrumentals go. That Carol of the Bells, that's the worst one.
Yeah, that's
the whole
down too.
Bang, 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 bang. Devil running across the snowscape to try to get your soul before Jesus calves.
Yeah. So if we start the holiday season officially starting in early November 1st, you're going to be so worn out on these songs by November 15th.
That's okay.
You're not going to make it to Christmas.
Listen. This isn't the version. It's the Transylvanian Orchestra. That's the one.
That's the one that makes everybody nervous.
That's,
nervous,
that's Christmas with a sense of urgency. It is the one. Yeah, listen at it. A bunch of guys out there playing Charvels and Jacksons.
So,
see?
Yeah, I heard
it's the Four Horsemen. It's the Ice King coming to coming to claim the children before Christmas hits.
But I heard a couple of these on November 9th, and I was done, worn out. And I guess that's, and we understand now there's only one station playing holiday music throughout the season. But they started November 1st, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's too early for the music. The decoration's okay, but don't hit us with the same 12 songs until Black Friday.
I'm okay with 95% of the Christmas songs. I like just about all of them. But Rocking Around the Christmas Tree and Santa Baby, I've instructed my staff not to play those at any point during the season.
Plays music too.
And, at any point or any place around my property.
Yeah, but you can't. I think when you get closer, those songs are, you know, very festive, make you feel festive, and even the ones that whip you a little bit, you kind of put up with them closer to the season. But if you start that November 1st, that's 8 weeks of that?
Yeah.
Well, how do those employees at those stations do it? By the time they get
drink
to,
a lot.
By the time they get to December 1st, they have got to be beaten.
Yeah.
To play those same 12 or 14 or 20 songs, I remember how many there are.
How does the ice cream man drive around that truck all day long listening to that same
turkey
song?
Turkey in the straw?
That circus music's got to be hell in the ice cream man.
Yep.
But as far as the decorations, though, I think it seems a little unusual, and you think, wow, that's weird that that person already has their lights up. I think here in a few years, that's just the way we're going to roll. First weekend in November instead of the last weekend in November or the weekend after Thanksgiving, I think that's going to be when the holiday season starts.
All right, you want my official ruling? I would say you cannot put up July 4th decorations until the middle of June. You cannot put up Halloween decorations until October 1st.
Fair.
You can't put up Christmas decorations until November 15th.
Yeah. So this is,
I think
we're fine now.
We're fine. I think November 1st is too early. November 15th is fine. Get things rolling for Thanksgiving. It's seen as the holidays, right? And the holidays are Thanksgiving through New Year's.
Yeah, but you got to gear up.
So let's get it going, people, around the 15th. I'm fine with that.
We can't see the mall here at Stonebriar, but I'm assuming their Christmas decorations are up now, right?
Yeah, they probably got them going.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn, man, don't say that word. I think Thanksgiving feels like a fake holiday.
Explain.
It's just
too much family?
Well, no. It just feels like it's an excuse holiday. It's like, is the whole pilgrim and Native American thing, was that really such a big deal to our lives these days? No.
Well, it's nice to have a day where we give thanks.
No, is it?
Well, that's a pretty good counter.
It doesn't have the whole baby Jesus thing working
for it. Right,
but
Christmas you get, right? Baby Jesus, that's huge. That's the guy that brought us computers.
Right.
But when you get it, and 4th of July, right? That's the founding of our country. That's great. Easter makes sense, because then we can all go to heaven. But then you get into Thanksgiving.
Halloween makes sense, because we want candy.
Right, candy. But Thanksgiving feels like a fake holiday that's just an excuse to get together and give thanks and be with your family.
I disagree. I think
it's the
second finest holiday behind Christmas.
Hey, it's part of the holiday season.
You just don't like being surrounded by people. That's your problem.
I'm telling you that the execution is fine. I like the holiday. I think it's just built on a fake premise.
The pilgrims and Native Americans.
Oh, man, if it wasn't for this one meal that these people had back then, we probably faked all that. And I don't know that that's so true. But, man, you know, it was after that.
when electricity was invented, so we've got to celebrate it. It's like this, it was just a thing that happened.
No, it's the one thing over time that hasn't changed. It's not such a bad thing to give thanks.
They, you know what I'm saying? It's just that the origin story doesn't support the greatness of the holiday. We do it because the holiday is great and what we've made out of it.
Oh, yeah, it's,
but,
right.
But what started it is not that huge of a thing compared to saving the world and inventing computers.
But wouldn't you agree that that back,
placeholder.
Wouldn't you agree that back in 2000 BC, if the pilgrims had not broken bread with the dinosaurs, this country never would have been settled?
Okay. See, he even has the story wrong. Yeah. That's how unimportant the origin story is for Thanksgiving.
Well, throw dinosaurs in if it
wrong.
Makes you feel better.
There were no dinosaurs then.
I know, but just throw them in there if it makes you feel better that we made peace with the dinosaurs
and
so we gave
by the
thanks.
Way, we base this whole evidence that they actually had this meal on the one check that that pilgrim wrote to the caterer that was dated, whatever it was, November 28th, 2000 BC. And I'm telling you that that's impossible that that check is real because they wouldn't have known it was BC.
Yeah, I don't know what your whole beef is with the whole premise of Thanksgiving, but I do know that it's okay to put up holiday decorations, crank up the lights.
You think
tonight.
They had Christmas decorations at the first Thanksgiving dinner?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, then shouldn't we do what
but
the pilgrims
did? But we evolved as people.
Did we evolve as people?
Yes. We got computers.
Okay, but how many people actually sit down with Native Americans on Thanksgiving? Like, is that their point? They say, oh, we've got to find Native Americans and sit down and break bread with them or break turkey.
I would like to think there were hundreds that sat down and ate together.
Okay, but we don't do it now. Why not?
With Native Americans?
Yes. What do? We just have dinner with our in-group now.
Right.
The whole point of Thanksgiving was, no, we're going to sit down with people that we are having a conflict with.
Yes.
And be peaceful.
When it comes to what you're talking about, we have reservations about doing that.
I will distance.
I will distance
from that.
But I will light my Christmas lights tonight.
What I'm saying is we've forgotten the true meaning of Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
And okay.
I think we need to get back to
there
that.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. The Ice King is coming.
Oh, no.
Hide your children.
He's got his machine
Hide
gun.
Your Santa Clauses.
All right, it's 8:31 on the ticket. Coming up next, I believe we are very close to the generic youth minister's church. And he's going to stop by our remote location.